Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
It's the Papa and Lund Show. F.P. Santangelo filling in for John Lund, not Greg Papa, as I said, going to break. Our first guest, Jesse Rogers. He covers Major League Baseball for ESPN.com. Nice enough to join the show. Jesse, what's going on? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, doing good. Looking forward to this series. I'm based in Chicago, so this will be a good one. Cubs and Giants, both trying to get back to the promised land. The Giants a little bit closer than the Cubs.
Yeah, I want to get your intel on what's going on with the Cubbies, them rolling into town. So they got off to a good start. They were 14-10. The offense was good, you know, adding Cody Bellinger and Dansby Swanson, scoring about 5.5 runs a game. Cody is on the IL now. Mike Tauchman, interestingly, the former Giant, is playing some center, but they are struggling. And they're now 10 games over 500. So how do you categorize this up and now down Cubs season?
Yeah, well, I'll work backwards from Bellinger's injury. When you're kind of on the margins as is, right, you're not a fully formed team and things like that, and you have a guy playing as well as he did from the left side of the batter's box, when you lose him, it really can have an impact. He was their best hitter, and he's a lefty. That's huge. In my world, one good lefty is worth two good righties in the batter's box. It just makes such a difference. There's so many right-handed pitchers. So they're, I think, 27th in OPS since he left on May 15th. He made a catch at the wall in Houston. Didn't look that bad when he went to the ground, and he hasn't been heard from since. Little knee problem. He's going to be a free agent again. So I think he and his people, meaning Scott Boras, want to see him completely healthy before he gets back. So that's been a huge loss. But you should be able to, you know, sort of sustain or maintain even when one guy goes down, and they haven't done that. The story of the Cubs season, you mentioned some good numbers early, and overall the underlying numbers are okay, right? They're not the Oakland A's, they're not the Royals. They have some underlying okay numbers, but if you dig deep, high leverage has been a disaster for them. When the game is on the line, when the game could turn either way, offensively or on the mound, they've come up short. It's quite amazing. FanGraphs keeps clutch stats, and everybody's kind of bunched in some of these categories. When it comes to the Cubs at the plate, they are by far the worst clutch hitting team in baseball. The next six teams are all bunched together, and then the worst team, the Cubs, by far. And on the mound, they're second worst in clutch situations. So you wonder, is that personnel? Is that something else? it's so bad, I actually think it's more luck than anything. Like, there's some positive regression to happen, yet it hasn't happened yet. Final thought, and you guys can relate to this, they have an okay lineup, but they don't have a star or two now, especially with Bellinger out. They're actually trying to mimic what the Giants did a couple years ago when you won 100 games and sort of just have that more complete team that grinds you out 1 through 9. They don't quite have that, and yet they don't also have a star. So they're caught in between, and the final thought is terrible bullpen problems, and a bullpen will make any manager look bad. Guys they counted on just have not come through, starting with the veteran Michael Fulmer. So that's kind of the Cubs in a nutshell, a little bit of everything, but really they're 10 under because of their bullpen, to be honest.
Jesse, when you talk about Marcus Stroman, 6-4 with a 2.39, he's pitching tonight. Are the Cubs going to be sellers at the trade deadline? Is there any way the Giants trade for this guy?
Oh, I think there's certainly a way that they might trade for him. I think that they probably will be sellers, maybe not to the extent they have been in the past when they were moving Brian Baez and all those guys. I think each year, Jed would prefer to buy or sell a little bit less. In other words, they've locked up Ian Happ and left. They've locked up the shortstop, the second baseman. There's only a few guys left. Now, Bellinger's on a one-year deal, and left-handed bats are always in need. Obviously, Stroman can opt out. There's Drew Smyly, Kyle Hendricks on his last year, though there's a team option. I would imagine if they do sell, it's Bellinger, unless they re-sign him, which I doubt, or extend him, I should say, and a pitcher or two. So I think you have to listen. Now, as soon as you trade Stroman, you have to replace him, right? So you have to listen. But if you don't like what you hear, you can always get back to him before he opts out and try to extend him. So I think Jed Hoyer is in a mode where he's not desperate to bring prospects back. They have an okay farm system, but they don't have a star down there. They have more quantity than quality. So if the Giants, I haven't looked at your AAA roster, have some stud ready to go, and Stroman can fetch you that player, then yes, I think he'd be on the move.
Well, Joey Bart is a name we could throw out there. Contreras is now a St. Louis Cardinal. And, oh, you got Yan Gomes catching. So, and I remember, you know, a couple years ago in 2021, Farhan made the deal with Jed Hoyer to get Chris Bryant. And at one point, we thought Joey was going to the Cubs. They wound up not being able to do that. Do the Cubs, with Contreras gone and now in St. Louis, do they have a need behind the plate, Jesse?
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You know, going into the season, they kind of did. They had a prospect who was their number one prospect a couple years ago, Miguel Amaya, behind the plate. But all sorts of injuries derailed his sort of run to the majors. All of a sudden, he's back. And he just got recalled last week, I believe. He's playing almost every day in some role, whether it be behind the plate or DHing. And he's now looking again like the catcher of the future. So I wouldn't put it past them to be in the market for a catcher, but certainly less now than they would have been in December when Contreras left.
Talking to Jesse Rogers, he covers Major League Baseball for ESPN.com. Jesse, I'm seeing all these De La Cruz highlights from the Reds this weekend. I mean, I had no idea about him, right? I'm fine focused on the Giants. We're here in San Francisco and just watching the power he has, the swagger he has, and then watching him on his triple. It's the fastest tracked home to third time in Major League Baseball this season. What doesn't this guy do? And can you talk about him for a little bit from the Cincinnati Reds, De La Cruz?
Yeah, I was talking to some of their people yesterday, and I think they're even just more impressed than they could even imagined. So I saw all three of his bats live, three of his bats meaning his double, his homer, and triple, basically his three out of his first four at-bats. And I'm not sure which one was more impressive. He turned around a 90-whatever-mile fastball in his eyes and hit it 112 for a double. Then he hit the home run second row from the top in the bleachers, and then the speed on the triple. He is that guy that can do it all. Boy, the Reds are loaded. The Reds are loaded. Now, it all has to come to fruition. Like, we've seen many prospect rankings, you know, name a team number one, and then they don't do anything at the major league level. But you've seen what they've done just this week. They had two ninth-inning walk-offs against the Dodgers of all teams. Cruz debuts. Matt McClain looks good. It's finally come to fruition. We're seeing this on a few teams, right? Arizona is coming to fruition, a team that you guys are familiar with. The Pirates, you know, these long rebuilds finally happen. You know, I applaud the Texas Rangers, but they lost for six straight seasons. And it wasn't like 80 and 82. They were terrible for six straight years. The Reds, the Pirates, you know, so Arizona, I give the Giants credit and some other teams that aren't willing to completely bottom out, right? Because bottoming out is the easier way to go, but it also then takes 4 or 5 years to recover. But this is what happens when you sort of play it in between. You don't know exactly what you are, and the Diamondbacks may have just blown by the Giants for all we know, right? So, I long story short, the Reds and some of these other teams are finally seeing their rebuilds come to fruition. But this is sort of the easy part. Now you have to top it off and win divisions and assign free agents to come finish off the rebuild and stuff like that. But, boy, the Reds are loaded right now.
And they walked off the Dodgers in back-to-back games. The Dodgers behind Kershaw did shut them out yesterday, but they're right there, you know, 29 and 34. San Diego's only slightly ahead of them at 29 and 33. The Mets at 30 and 33. And Philadelphia at 30 and 32, some big payroll teams. But I want to ask you about what's going on with the New York Mets and the losses in Atlanta. Ozzie Albies last night, I mean, they had three-run leads, three straight games, lost all three. And the Mets have by far the highest payroll in baseball. I mean, way more than the Yankees and Padres and Phillies and Dodgers, as you know, at over $330.6 million. They're three under. Steve Cohen, what is he going to do? Billy Epler, the GM that put this team together, is he in trouble? If they don't turn this around at some point, and it's a long year, is Buck Showalter in trouble, Jesse?
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Steve Cohen is going to realize quickly that investing in 30-plus-year-olds is a risky business, not to say it can't work out. In this case, 40-year-olds, right? Scherzer and Verlander. I believe they have the highest average age. I could be off by a game, you know, a team or two. But they're right near the top in terms of position players. They're the highest age team, certainly among pitchers with those two. That's the problem. Like, when you spend that kind of money, you're usually spending it on older players. Now, it doesn't help that Lindor is not having the best of years, right? So if all it takes is some guys to show their age and one or two guys to underachieve, and you end up like you do. If not for that payroll, if they were 30 and 33, you'd be like, okay, a little underachieving. You know, but that payroll screens, you better be great. So I think he's learning the hard way that the real way to compete is to develop and then add on. You know, develop through the farm and then add on, and maybe not at 40 years old. You know, so I just think he's learning some hard lessons that most executives know in this game.
Yeah, well, one more before we let you go on Marcus Stroman, because he is going to pitch tonight. And just, you know, I've been a former Met. I remember him going back there and spiking the ball and the Mets getting all angry at him. When he pitched Sunday at Petco, he punched out Juan Soto and then he did the Soto shuffle right back at him. He's a little guy. He's fiery. He could start the All-Star game for the National League this year. So when are they going to trade him? Or they wait till after? But he's obviously got overpowering stuff for a smaller pitcher. But he is a little fiery. What kind of guy is Marcus Stroman?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, because when he came from New York, honestly, and if you're listening, Marcus, this is just what other people were saying. Like, it was like, watch out. You know, he can be testy with the media. He can turn on people. I got to say, in Chicago, he's been great. He's been really good. And when he repeats his mechanics, because a small guy can't get off his mechanics because you can't rely on throwing 100. When he repeats his mechanics, watch out. I mean, he is on. Once in a while in an inning, he'll lose it, and it's just really tough for him to get it back, especially with the pitch clock. But he's been a great citizen. He's been a great pitcher. He's been a great teammate. Can't say anything bad about Marcus Stroman. Really can't. I think he's been the most comfortable in his career in Chicago. Maybe it's the right media market, you know, get out of the East Coast or whatever. He's fiery, though. I mean, he did the imitation with Juan Soto, right? But that's fun. Those are all fun things. I don't think you're going to see many people that played with him that are going to complain, but there will be a few. And there was at least one Met, I think, when he played the Mets that said something anonymously, of course. So I'm on the Marcus Stroman bandwagon, and I certainly, you know, had my ears and eyes open when he first came here. But I think he's been a really solid citizen and player for sure.
Jesse, we have a text line here at KMBR, and Marcus is listening. He just texted in. So he said, screw Jesse Rogers. It says it right here.
Wow. He wouldn't be the first. He wouldn't be the first.
Ask him if he wants to be a Giant, FP. Text him back.
Yeah, we're going to text back and forth. Jesse, man, thanks for your time today. Look forward to catching up with you soon.
Well, he did like a tweet about rejoining the Blue Jays. So, but my feeling is, if you ask a player, do you want to play, they're always going to say yes, because their agents will kill them if they say no. You never cut off. You don't cut off any team that's interested. So I think if you ask him, he'll say yes.
Yeah, he's one of those guys you want to have on your team, but when you're facing him, you want to hit a line drive off his kneecap every single time.
Yeah, that's kind of what he does to you. So, yeah, it'll be interesting in that ballpark. He's smart. He'll pitch to it tonight. Unless he's out of his mechanics, which no one can predict, I expect a really good game from him.
All right, Jesse, thanks for coming on today. Really appreciate it. Great stuff.
Sure thing. Be well.
Thank you, Jess.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.